Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on station 2 tonight, and it's Friday, April 19th, 2013. So it is Paranormal Friday. So if you have any questions or your strange things have been happening to you in the last week, please send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can call in. And I'm pulling up the window right now. Here we go. So the call-in numbers tonight, if you have a paranormal story or question, they're listed under the Station 2 play button. So for those of you in the U.S. or Canada, there's the toll-free number, 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. Otherwise, area code 530-513-6472. So, let's see. We'll make sure Ron is still on, and then we'll, if you guys want to scroll down on the bbsradio.com/creationlightship page, you'll find a nice big picture of the light being, and Ron will activate that for us. So, Ron, are you there?
Yep. So, let's start it off here. So, here we go, everybody. Energize the light being up on your monitor screen. Here we go. So, one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, get a little more energy for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll wait for some questions here, I guess, to come in. We'll be checking CLS questions at Yahoo if you have a paranormal experience. Any time in your life would be good, in fact. So I can tell you one that somebody told me a long time ago, just to start the show off here. A person was saying that they were driving their car, and all of a sudden the car pulled out in front of them. And somehow, whatever happened, their car maybe, say, went through their car, or timeline may have got turned off, and it materialized on the other side of the car, and they kept going. So for them, it was kind of an unusual experience. And then when the person looked in the rearview mirror, all they saw was the driver of the other car looking at him with his mouth wide open. So that's another situation. Maybe that's happened to you. So we'll just see what we have here. More recently, I've been feeling maybe the last couple of weeks, not so much right now, but start to walk and you'd start to put your foot down and it would feel like the ground really wasn't there, like it wasn't solidified. All that was in front of you was like a hologram, maybe a foot in front of you, so you could see something, but what you're standing on really wasn't solid. We have had that experience where it feels like, you're not too stable. Or I remember one person was talking, said they actually stepped down, and they felt their leg, maybe up to the knee, I think it was, go through a sidewalk or pavement. And then it popped back up again. They thought that was pretty weird, like they stepped into a invisible hole. So we'll see if that wakes anybody up out there and to see if you can describe something that happened to you more recently. So I'll turn it back over to Terry. We'll see what is going on in her neck of the woods.
Well, we do have something on the fast chat, Ron, and this kind of relates to time, and I guess time running away with itself. And I know we're mostly all of us experiencing that time is going very, very quickly lately. Seems to just get faster and faster. So M is saying, I can't find anything I like anymore, and I'm just trying to catch up all the time, not really advancing in my life. I'm just thinking about what we can do if we're feeling that. I have phases where I feel that too, about you just always trying to catch up, you can't seem to get ahead of your to-do list and, you know, stuff like that. So dealing with time and how to deal with always feeling behind. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that, Ron, and perhaps timeline crashing could help.
Okay. I guess everybody has two lists. You have the to-do list, and then you have the round-to-it list. And we probably all have that round-to-it list that just seems to go round and round, and we never get around to it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's be the donut one, huh? So here we go. Let's do a timeline crash for maybe feeling energetically stuck, I guess. Although that probably wouldn't be the exact one, but we'll just do that one anyway. So here we go. So timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And a while back, Ron, I know you were telling me when I was having trouble getting some stuff off the ground, projects I was working on, you had said that I had old energy in my office space. And so I did a bunch of timeline crashes to get rid of that to be able to move forward, and that really helped. So, Em, if that applies to you, perhaps that might be worth trying. But, of course, we all get bleed through from all the timelines that we're on, and we're probably dealing with the same situation in many, many parallel lives, and just gets a bit much in this one with all the bleed through. So if you can pinpoint something like that, you could try timeline crashing that. So while we're waiting for more questions, I just want to remind everybody that Ron is in the April intensives mode, and there are two more Sundays coming up, this Sunday and the following. So the 21st and the 28th are still left to go. So if you haven't signed up for those and you'd like to, you still can. So Ron, while we're waiting for questions, do you want to just give a little summary? Because I know we've probably got quite a few new listeners since the two expos you recently did.
The 8-hour calls that we have, body intensive, physical body rejuvenation, and so it's quite nice. Gets rid of the invisible, energetic, alien life forms that are living with you and in you. They're in your body temple, and so we help to get them released so you can feel better. We'll do one now, I think. I'll just do a sample. So let's do one that, we'll get the one that's in the back of your throat. This should give some kind of reaction here. I'm going to get a glass of water ready. So here we go. Actually, we'll do some mouthwash water. So let's do that first. So get a glass of water, everybody. At least go get it, and I'll start releasing this critters, and then you maybe have to gargle to help yourself out. So here we go. 1. Releasing them. 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you feel a little funky now, maybe your saliva is different inside of your mouth, maybe you don't feel quite right, so let's do mouthwash gargling water. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. three, four. There we go. So, how you water now, everybody? That should help you out somewhat. And that's what we release on the calls. It looked like critters like this here. We'll just see if anybody has a bad taste in their mouth or felt something wiggling that they didn't know what it was. Maybe eyes are watering now. Maybe try to run up to your eyes or something. We'll see what kind of comments we get. But the ones that we got are no longer going to be with you. And that's the critters. We'll get rid of the poisons now. So poison. Well, stronger, 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 and stronger. Get rid of the waste products. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and the ones that are naturally dead with you that may have died a long time ago. Oh, these are the carcasses. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and enjoy your water. Let's see if you have any comments here. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. My throat had some sensations in it, just very, very slight. Not quite numbing, but sort of in that direction. But we don't have anything else typed in now, so while people are typing, I'm just gonna read Marcy's question real quick, and she's just wanting me to clarify what I did with the stuck energy in my office area. So I timeline crashed stuck energy in my office. I pretty much wrote it in like that, as I remember. This was many months ago. And I think I also did a space clearing. I think that's what you recommended I do, Ron, to get old energy out of this area, because you had said it was kind of holding me back. So those are the two clearings that I used to do that. And I, you know, put my name in and put my office area in the house here as the location in the space clearing. And I think I just wrote in, you know, old stuck energy, clear old stuck energy, or something along those lines. I don't remember the exact words, but it was very effective, surprisingly so, actually. Really felt free to get that out of here. Okay, so just refreshing the fast chat. Let's have a look. Ophelia is asking whether she should drink or gargle with that water that you just did for us, Ron. Are you there, Ron?
Yeah, I would think if you feel it going down your throat, you may want to swallow a little bit. It's mainly designed to kind of give you like a good mouthwash, mouth rinse. So I want you to try gargling first here and spitting it out naturally. You don't want to swallow it. To see how you feel. So let's see about timelines that people could be on. So feels like there's a lot of stress out there and tension, maybe from the on the news now. Want to do a media clearing, but we'll take away some stress. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There we go. So, back to you, Carrie. We'll see if
okay.
We got any stuff out there.
Let's do the Be Here Now exercise with our fingers.
Hey, everybody, so take your finger, index finger, and put it in front of you. Just have your body automatically put your finger in front of you, pointing up, and where is it? And look at it. If it's kind of straight ahead of you, if you look at it, then you're in the present moment. You're to the right, future, left, then you're in the past. Oh, where are you right now? And if you are on the left side in the past, we'll bring you back. I'll count to 10, get you into this present moment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. those of you who are in the future, bring you back here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Boy, we need to get some paranormal questions here, or maybe people calling in. Let's see what happens, Gary.
All right. So we do have a reaction to the critter you were taking out of our throats. Ron Janice is saying that she was spitting up and her eyes were watering. I'm just refreshing my fast chat. Let me see here. Okay. Buddy is saying, Ron, I see a lot of death barcodes going off around me in people of all ages, death and illness causing all sorts of disruptions and distractions. That's interesting. Are we in a particularly active death barcode time, do you think, Ron? What do you think's going on?
That's a good one. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe the media brought death into people from what's happened more recently here. Or maybe that's they got connected to death from just energy coming in. I don't know. I don't see anything more than normal. I just don't know.
Okay. I have an idea. I don't know if we've ever tried this before. A sample cording release. I'm thinking, tell me what you think about this. Maybe you could do a sample for us of our cords to our television set and our cords to our radios. Because that's
okay.
Where we get information about all these events.
Oh, TV. Here we go. So taking away these energetic cords. Maybe wanting you to look at more stuff happening to get information. Here we go, or disinformation, either way. I guess it is information, whether it's true or not, it's hard to say, but
yeah.
Info. Okay, here we go, at least in the TV energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Now we'll do your radio. 1, 2, not much there, so it's cleared. We can do
good.
Internet. That's good. Internet cording.
Yeah.
Have read something of what's going on in the news on your web browser and things. So here we go. So the internet energies that you look at. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh man, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'll just see if that tends to help out here. Get rid of the keywords that you may have read over and over again. Here we go. So think of one of those keywords that you have seen. I guess maybe the injury could be one word, death another possibly, somebody killed could be another one. And those keywords could be there to help you, connect you to it. I guess the other one could be what happened would be, you know, a bombing, you know, bombs, explosion, something like that. So we'll just have you pick one of those words that seem to resonate to you, maybe even fire. So here we go. This is your choice. We're clearing this energy off of you, one of these keywords. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's see here. Let's do one from your past history here. That's something that may have connected to you maybe in the last couple of weeks. That's a key word. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So I heard the new Tom Cruise movie might be kind of interesting. Haven't seen it yet, but if anybody has seen it, let us know kind of what it what you thought of it here. So I guess back to you, Carrie. We'll see if got anybody out there. Energy tonight does feel kind of slow. I don't know if we have over a listening audience or just people are kind of like content. That content would be good. So do we have a beep there?
I think we did, yes. Do we have a caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Sari. Hey, Ron. This is Raymond.
Hi, Raymond.
Oh, how's the
doing? It's Raymond from New York. I'm calling in about something paranormal once again.
Great.
It never ends.
Not for you, probably, but...
For your last one about the jury court situation, so what's the newest one?
Okay, well, it's also about clones. I had an encounter with two clones with my brother on Monday. I went to visit my mom in a nursing home, and we went to the second floor, and we greeted the workers, and I said hello, and the nurse behind the counter and the other male nurse, they just stared at me and my brother and didn't say anything. It was like the lights were on, but nobody was home. They didn't ask us, who are you here to see? They just stared at us, and I said, hello. I said hello. I introduced myself, and they were like at a loss. And it wasn't until I went home when I said, oh, wow, they were clones. And these are supposed to be nurses.
Very good. That's,
yeah,
that's
scary.
The way they kind of respond. So maybe they didn't get your program downloaded to see you. You know, I'm just curious. Do you think maybe they didn't recognize your hair color or skin color or something? Were they a different looking species? I'm just, you know.
Well, they were of a different race than I was.
Different race. But maybe they only got trained to acknowledge their particular race of people. You
yeah,
came in
it was
and
very
they
bizarre.
Go, uh-oh, what's this? So you may have really looked alien to them.
it was disconcerting.
Yeah.
And then I also want to share with you a dream that I had. It was a few nights ago. When I dream, I was on a timeline. Now, this was very strange. I'm looking out, I'm in my apartment, and I'm looking out my window. So my apartment looked like my apartment on this timeline. But in the dream, I was looking out my window, and I see fishes. It was, the best way I can describe it was like an animation, watching an animated movie. And I see fishes in the sky. And I'm looking, and different types of fishes are appearing in the sky. And then the next thing I noticed was like a UFO, like a saucer, coming at my window really fast. And it looked like it was going to come right into my window. And I ducked, under the windowsill. And then I woke up.
Uh-huh. Well, you're looking at things in a fishbowl, or from a fishbowl, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or into a fishbowl. I talk about that kind of, maybe that's sort of similar to what you're talking about, seeing weird things. They're interesting. So we could do that right now for people. Oh, so thank you for calling, Raymond. Very interesting.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Ron. Bye.
Yeah, I just wonder how the person who was in the hospital, since you said there was nurses there, I'm assuming that anyway, if they were getting treated properly. Oh, anyway, let's do a clearing for something in everybody's room, and we'll look at it, and we'll put some light codes into it to make it real. Oh, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just kind of watch what you're looking at. Might move a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, look at your object and just see if it looks a little better than what it did before. Okay. So, Joseph is requesting, this is a good one, to clear away energetic cords from your heart from past relationships. So, here we go. We'll do that heart knot release here. So, everybody, kind of sit back. We'll start taking away some energies here. It feels like most people have about 6 energies attached. So it could be of anything. It even could be some animal that left you. So here we go. We'll take out the first one, everybody. Kind of sit there. You might feel your heart getting a little more freed up. Might feel looser inside of your body. There we go. First one's out. And number 2, taking that one out. Dark side loves to work with your heart center. And as you open your heart up to feel energy, as somebody tells you this sad story, then your heart opens up to them. Then that's where they can really zap you good. So, 2's coming out. And
you kind of faded away, Ron. I'm not sure if you...
I'm getting number three here.
Okay.
And I saw somebody sent me, as I'm doing this here, somebody's mentioning here, can there be alien life forms that can be flying around us that are not visible? Yeah, uh-huh. There's a YouTube, and I don't know what the title was, but there was a YouTube video with a UFO, a saucer, in the sky in a cloud, and the lightning was striking the cloud. So that was pretty interesting. I just don't know what you would type in there to watch that. Okay, number four is coming out. Five. Take a deep breath here. Kind of feel your body relaxing more as you take these away. I didn't even get pictures of the person or situations that happened. Okay, and one more to get out. Still working here. Okay, there we go. Okay. So, very interesting. How you people are feeling. Hopefully it should feel a little better for you. We'll do spirit infusion now. And here we go. So, I'll count to 20 to help that. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, do it one more time. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So, we have a question about the deceased loved one's clearing from Buddy. Buddy's asking if you could describe the process of being taken to the lightship off to death with this clearing. And this clearing, for any of you who are not familiar with it, well, maybe you better describe it, Ron, the deceased loved one's clearing, what that does.
Okay, yeah, that's for spirit is one of them, and then also emotional body is the other. So what it's for is if you know somebody who whose body died, maybe within a month's time, you can save their spirit from forced reincarnation. You just go into that clearing, and the light ship will put him in quarantine until ascension time, and they'll get kind of, they're in the light for sure. So that's kind of what have happened for most people. If you're otherwise, they're going to be back into reincarnating over and over and over again. Well, that's kind of what to do. The emotional body, naturally, the darkness doesn't really want that, so it will stay here continuously and haunt you. That's why you want to get rid of all this stuff here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and the emotional body, when somebody has died, that's what becomes what we, you know, commonly refer to as a ghost. So if you do that clearing, there won't be the ghost of your relative floating around either. So let's see. Larry is wondering if aliens that are no longer here, that the lightship got rid of, are still connected long distance in some cases to us or to the Earth or whatever.
Boy, I would say no. If they're gone, they're gone. That life form is gone. So that's how I would look at that. So that's how I would say that.
All right. So we have a question over at CLS Questions from somebody who sent this situation in and is wondering what happened to them. They say, I felt really weird today. Zero motivation about anything. Not caring about anything. Just lying in bed for hours. So they're wondering what happened. Can you tune into that one, Ron?
I just think the energy is getting very strange out there. So that's about all that I could probably say. But you're probably sensing things that's been going on and may not be too connected to the energies around you. Well, that's probably pretty common, especially now. I think things are changing. That video is, if you type in Taiwan UFO Lightning on YouTube, I think that's the site that you go to watch the lightning hitting the UFO, and maybe other ones there too, but it's very interesting to see lightning strikes on it. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
All right. You know what I'm thinking, Ron, might be a good thing, since it does feel very, very quiet out there tonight. Maybe you can walk us through the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy exercise. And I guess if you're on the East Coast, you might be going to bed fairly soon. Perhaps you don't want to do it too many times. But those of us on the West Coast or in Mountain Time, and maybe even the people in Central Time, we could all do it.
Okay, so this is a neat exercise to do. What you do is put your hands, palms facing forward, and kind of move your hands in from maybe shoulder width and come in slowly until you feel that invisible tension between your hands. Now, some people try to do it mentally, trying to figure out where it is, and it won't work that way because you probably won't find it, you know, on the mental realm, but your body knows where it is. So move your hand slowly in, and at some point within maybe a foot to maybe 3-4 inches, that your hands will kind of have a pressure, kind of like having two magnets, same pole facing each other. And what you want to do now is say out loud, because you want to work in the physical here with your spirit. So you just say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. Once you do that, then move your hands further apart. I mean, slowly again, and you're going to notice that that distance may have, you know, typically maybe doubled. So let's do that. We'll do it 10 times, and just keep sampling each time. When you get done, your hand should be alongside of you, and it should have probably about, you know, maybe 10 times more energy. Here we go. We'll start it off here. I'll just say it. I now increase my life force energy. And you can say it with me. Sample. And further apart, I now increase my life force energy. And I now increase my life force energy. And now increase my life force energy. I 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 now increase my life force energy. So this may wake you up a little bit, everybody. And, you know, hopefully this will help you. You can do it whenever you choose to. And it's very good to kind of get awakened, especially if you're really tired. But you may want to do this. Maybe you're driving home late at night, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning, and you're yawning. Still got to go that extra, you know, maybe 15, 20 miles. Little boost, and this can help you out. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have another question from Israel, and he's wondering whether the dark side chooses whether we incarnate into a male or female body when we come cruising round and round and round here.
Okay, well, typically you're a choice, but maybe the choice is to be a male. So I can't really say if the dark side chooses your particular gender, but they do choose you, force you to incarnate. So I don't know what to say on that one. Well, the New Agers would tell you that, you know, you're male in this lifetime, you may have been a female in past lifetime or something because maybe you caused a harm to the opposite sex or something. That's kind of what they would say. I have no clue. All I know is that you're forced to be here, and you pick a body. It goes. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So, let me see. I'm going to give the phone numbers out again. If somebody would like to call in, I know, Janice, you have an interesting story that you sent into CLS Questions, but maybe you could call in and share that with everybody. That would be nice. So the number is for toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. It's 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And if you're anywhere else in the world, area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, okay, let me have a look here. I heard a click. Was that a caller or no? I don't think that was. Did you hear that, Ron? Oh, dear. Did you get disconnected? One, two, three. Okay, BBS, I think you need to call Ron back. Yeah, Ron got disconnected. Okay, so, let's see. Okay, so BBS is calling Ron right back. All right, great. Thank you so much. So I'm not sure if you're listening, if you've turned your volume up, Ron, but they are calling you. Let me just type this in here. They are calling you back. Okay, all righty, and I'm sure a couple of people.
Okay, Ron is with us.
Okay, you back, Ron?
Yep, I'm back. So.
Okay, good.
Let's do the, I'm going to do this for everybody. I haven't done this for a long time. We're going to do the air cushions on the bottom of your feet. So if you're brand new listening to the program, you're going to go, what is that? So I want everybody to get up and run around your house about four times. No, walk around and, you know, take about 30 steps. Get up, everybody, and walk. What we're going to do after you come back is put in some energetic, I call them air cushions, on the bottom of your feet. And you're going to be able to realize that you're going to be walking much easier. You may have some spring to your step. This may be really beneficial for somebody who maybe has, you know, no arches, but it'll help you out momentarily, maybe for a little bit here, maybe a few hours or tonight. And here we go. So we'll wait for people to come back. I'm going to do a tap dance, Carrie, or something while we're waiting.
A tap dance. We've got a caller.
Okay, good. Let's get the caller. Then we'll do the air cushions.
Okay, great. Okay, so who do we have on the line?
Oh, hi, Carrie. This is Janice.
Oh, thank you, Janice. Go ahead with your...
Well, actually... Okay, my... I have a...
Or if you have
actually,
another one,
have a paranormal...
whatever you'd like to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, Ron woke us up with the Be Here in the Now. That was great. I have a... Ron said that we could share something that happened to us a long time ago, and I would think that this is a little paranormal story, but... I've been wanting to ask for a long time. When I was a later teenager, I used to have a horse. His name was Mariah, and my sister and I were riding one night, and this was back in, like, my, you know, wild days, but, you know, we were drinking wine, and we were riding and riding, and it was at night, and we were really, found ourselves really far away from where we lived. And I remember, like, we were going to this field, and we both just kind of, like, stopped in our tracks on our horses and looked at each other, and we just, she was, like, my one sister who was, like, 11 months younger than me, and, you know, we always knew each other was thinking, you know, we always finished each other's phrases, and we looked at each other, and we both had the chills, and we were like, what are we doing in this field? You know, we both knew about, you know, UFOs even way back then. You know, we thought, oh, you know, aliens abduct us and fields. We shouldn't be in this field. And we both just kind of got, like, terrified, and we started riding home. But, you know, back then, you know, I mean, you know, we talked about the aliens, you know, but I've been wanting to ask this for a long time. Were we abducted that night riding our horses?
Yeah, apparently the aliens wanted to check out your horses. So I think they took you and the horses, maybe put you on a bench seat or something. I don't see anything happening to you as far as being experimented with. But I do see them paying most of their attention to the horses. They probably wanted to go on a horse ride. How far were you from home, about 10 miles?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
How far were you away from your house, about 10 miles?
We were pretty far away when we realized that we were in this field that we shouldn't have been in.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's been a long time. This was in Illinois. It was, yeah, I would say it could have been.
Yeah, the horses were what they wanted to check out. So they probably rode the horses up on their ships to see what it was like.
Wow. So then, yeah, we were right, you know, even way back then. You know, I that was quite a few years ago. Wow. I've been wanting to ask you that for a long time. Well, thank you for verifying that. And I do have some other stories of clone stories, too, that happened to me. I guess I'll share them.
Yeah,
I wrote
please
them
do.
In the
thank you, Anna.
Okay. Well, I went to take my car in to get fixed, and actually, this is actually kind of funny. I was taking it to a new person, and I figured that I would do a Be Here in the Now clearing on the mechanic, and all I knew was the mechanic's name because it was his name, service station, complete service station. So I did the Be Here in the Now on him, like, the whole night before in the morning that I brought my car in. And I brought my car in, and I'm looking around for this person, and I asked where he was. And then they told me that his two sons took over his business. So I'm like going, oh, no. You know, because I didn't want clones working on my vehicle. And so here are, you know, I did the Be Here and the Now on the person that, you know, had retired, and I thought that was actually pretty funny. But the retired person's wife was behind the desk, and she was talking to me and telling me about how this one girl had got her car stuck in the ice because we've been having some terrible ice storms up here. And she says, she got her car stuck, and instead of, like, you know, rocking the car back and forth to get the car unstuck, this girl just spun her tires and her wheels and just kept on spinning them, and something caught on fire, and she actually burned her whole car up. Her whole car went into flames, and this woman's telling me about it, and I didn't realize that the burnt-up car was right outside their door, that this was all on the news, this all happened. So as this woman was telling me the story, all I could think of is this girl behind the wheel was probably a clone, you know, who didn't know any better on how to drive on ice. And, you know, and then I had just made a statement, well, you know, if you carry kitty litter in your trunk, that's always wonderful to, you know, put under your tires, you know. And but I that was one of the stories that I figured that the girl was a clone, you know, couldn't get her car unstuck. And this week I was talking to an old friend of mine, and she was telling me about her husband's new job, and she was explaining to me that, I got to remember now, I'm too much in the know. She was explaining to me that she didn't even, her quote was to me that she doesn't even know this person anymore, you know, after being, she's been married to him for like 30, 35 years, and she says, I look at this person and I just ask myself, who is this man? Because with his new job, he's always on his iPad, he's always on his cell, he's always carrying around a little computer, a tablet, and, you know, this is a person that never used to carry a cell phone, and, you know, I didn't even really know how to check his emails before, and, you know, all I could think of is, you know, all the new clones on the earth, you know, and I couldn't bear to bring myself to explain to her what, you know, what probably happened to him, you know, the first of the year with the Dark Side Ascension, but, just another person cloned out, and she doesn't recognize her own husband.
Wow, that's pretty bizarre, or just, yeah, when you hear about it, yeah, so, thinking, you know, E.T. phone home, you know, so let's do our air cushions. That was great.
Thank you,
okay.
Anna.
All right, guys. Great.
Thanks for calling in. Oh, here we go. Let's do the air cushion. So going to work on both your feet at once. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So get up, everybody, and walk, and just see if your feet feel better. Feel like you have less pressure on the bottom of your feet. So back to you, Carrie, and we'll just see if we have any comments coming in here. We got a few minutes to go on the show here.
Okay, yeah. while we're waiting for those, we've got one more question. This is from somebody who's wondering about a rash that has appeared on their body, on their back, by their shoulder blade, and they've had it for about 3 weeks, and it's uncomfortable, and they've got no idea what it is, and they're wondering if it's some kind of alien attack or what it might be.
It feels like, to me, alien radiation. So, boy, I don't know what clearing to use. Maybe the alien attack page, but it feels like you got like a radiation burn to me. That's what it feels like.
Radiation burn, okay.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Or possibly you're on a timeline with some of the events that have been happening more recently, and you were there, and maybe you got a burn from fire or something. Oh, just see if you have any recall. I know they have that fire in Texas. See if maybe you have any recall, or if you read about the fire, that you have more information than what they're telling you from the reporter. If that's the case, then you were probably there on a timeline, and it got you, and it came back here. But it's either that or it's a radiation burn. So if it is radiation, I'd go on the alien attack page, help to clear it out.
Okay. All right. So, Ron, you did the air cushions, didn't you? Yes. Yeah, so let me see. I'm just refreshing the fast chat to see if anybody has written anything in. I feel more cushion in my feet, says Michaela. That's the only one we have so far. Okay. All right. Well, let's see. I have 55 after. Do you want to close, or should we go on another minute?
Yeah, I'll do one more for the air cushions for everybody.
Okay.
Here we go. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I guess we'll close our show here. So we got Sunday coming up here. And the date for this coming Sunday's intensive will be the 21st. So we have one left, April 21st and April 28th. Oh, so we'll see everybody, I guess. Blessings. And these are the 8-hour calls that we have. Get rid of the little alien critters or big ones that are inhabiting your body without you knowing about it. Oh, blessings, everybody. Thank you for listening tonight. Thank you, Carrie, and enjoy your air cushions. Good night, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Night-night.